Ellen Finer's morning routine is simple. Head from her home in Swampscott to Beverly to drop her son, Alex, off at school. Then on to the Seaport District in Boston for work. Simple. But lately, it's been anything but easy.
Act 1, 6:30 a.m. Destination, Dunkin' Donuts.
This is New England, after all, so stop one is the local Dunky. Finer's driveway leads out onto a busy two-way road.
So just getting out of the driveway here seems like it's a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, this is actually better than it was.
Swampscott's main roads are in good shape, but the side streets remain spotty, with snowbanks creeping in on both sides.
You know that the governor lives in Swampscott.
You'd think they'd plow better then, huh?
You would think that they plow better, but even the street that he lives on is not plowed so fantastic. And it's one of the major cut-through streets, too.
Cut-throughs, as she calls them, are an indispensable part of Ellen's commute. She uses them to avoid traffic lights and trouble spots.
You know, it's six one, half a dozen the other. Do I want to go on the main roads and have the possibility of, you know, getting aggravated? Or do I want to go on the side roads, which I know will move, but, you know, not all the snow is completely pushed back.
After a close call with a car as we emerge from a parking lot onto a main road, we arrive unscathed at the Dunkin' Donuts drive-through window.
End Act 1. Act 2, 6:44 a.m., getting Alex to school.
This leg of Finer's commute is dominated by one-lane roads. With that come the usual pitfalls. We're slowed behind a guy who's way more interested in his phone than the road, and a garbage truck that can't get to the side of the road due to the snowbanks.
I'll sit there and be talking to the cars in front of me, telling them that they're a**s, and like, why aren't you just moving? And, you know, and people lose their patience. You know, I at times can be one of them.
We travel through a myriad of municipalities, Swampscott, Salem, Beverly, and there is a marked difference in how thoroughly each town has cleared their snow.
You know, there's parts in Salem that the road is just completely horrendous, as well as Beverly. There's still probably a good number of roads that are probably still down to one lane. I mean, because the towns, you know, they're not plowing anymore.
Challenging, but frustration remains mostly in check. And we're only slightly behind schedule when we arrive at Alex's school.
End Act 2. Act 3, 7:30 a.m. The long and pockmarked road to work.
As we come to an idle in a long line of cars leading up to a traffic light, Finer points out one of the biggest culprits of her swollen commute time. Turning lanes at traffic lights still buried in snowbanks.
As you can see right here. Okay, so this is another lane to my right. And it's still completely snow-filled. So everybody, you know, that needs to take a right up here is now in this lane.
Now, there were at least five or six instances of turning lanes buried in snow during our commute. Then, there's the potholes.
This road is a little questionable. There's a couple good ones around here.
Potholes have already landed Finer's car in the shop once this winter. Still, we press on, and after a sluggish stretch on Route 1A, we emerge from a congested but moving Ted Williams Tunnel in the Seaport District. Compared to the North Shore, it is remarkably well cleared. After 2+ hours in the car, we finally arrive.
I'm just glad to be here.
Finer says that 2-hour time has been par for the course since our first big snow at the end of January. Before that, she made it regularly in about an hour. So, how does she cope?
Whether it's music, talking to your friends, you know, thinking about, like, your next vacation, just find something that's going to entertain you.
And above all, try to stay patient.
I would say 75% of the time I'm patient. The other 25, I lose it. I just tell myself, you know, this is what it is. I can't change it. So I try to stay calm. Some days are better than others.
And with this recent spell of spring-like weather, there is now at least the hope that those better days will once again soon be here. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.